think I got it.
What are you talking about?
I think I know what we can do.
You might want to be a little quieter. We still don't know who's who around here.
Okay, I know. Which is what makes this idea so good. There's very little risk involved.
Just tell me it's not going to get us kicked out of school.
Why? Would that be a bad thing?
Let's hear it.
Okay, let me ask you, Jed. Your computer is like the latest, greatest techno whatever, right?
Yeah, it slices, it dices.
Okay, yeah. What about publishing?
Desktop publishing? Yeah, no problem. My dad did lots of stuff like that. Aha! I think I know what you're going for here.
Ah, so what do you think?
You're talking about an underground newspaper.
Yes! We can use lots of prophecy stuff from Bruce, I mean, tie it in with current events, and we never have to use our names.
Huh. I like it. In fact, I'd say it's a perfect idea.
Oh my, can I quote you on that?
Yeah, tell you what, I'll put an article about your brilliant idea in the newspaper.
Great, the paper with no names. Thanks.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 16, Going Underground.
So how many copies of this paper are you going to make?
I want to start with 500.
500? Note to self, get homework printed early.
Count on the paper taking priority for a while.
He's quite the take charge kind of guy, huh?
Sounds that way. So you're gonna let us help, right?
Let you help? I'm gonna need all the help I can get. The school paper comes out on Tuesdays. I want to get this one out on Mondays.
Every week?
Yeah, why not? Vicky and I can write the articles and get them on the computer, but I'm gonna need your help printing and folding.
Grunt work.
Well, it's no less important than the stuff that we're doing.
You ever gonna let us write something?
Yeah, I guess. Write it up and we'll have a look at it.
So how are you gonna give it out?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you could just stand there and hand it out or something.
That'd go over huge with Handelsman.
Yeah, from what you said, he'd hit you with a whistle before you ever got started.
They've got a point. No Bibles, no talking about God.
I'll figure something out.
What are you going to call it?
I was going to call it The Underground.
The Underground, huh?
Unless you've got a better idea. Okay, you guys, no poking around when school is over. Get your tails out here by the road pronto.
You mean I have to skip talking to all my friends?
What's the big deal?
Bruce is gonna be waiting for us, and we gotta get cranking on the paper.
All right, don't sweat it. We'll be here.
See you guys at 3. You know, you might want to ease up a little on the help.
Just making sure they know how important this is.
Yeah, all the same.
Hey, Byrne?
Yeah.
You mind stepping into my office for a moment?
No. Guess not.
Go ahead and close the door.
Sure. What's up?
Last week I heard you say something about knowing where the people were. The ones that disappeared. You know I can't allow those types of conversations about religious things.
I'm not out to offend anyone or bust up a class, if that's what you mean.
No. You don't understand. What I mean is, after class, on a personal basis, you know, one-on-one, nobody said anything about that.
Mrs. Walton, and you lost someone, didn't you?
A granddaughter. Not even 6 months.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's lost someone. And it's left us wondering about everything. But you're better because of it. There's something different about you, Vicky. And I'm not talking about the hair or your clothes.
The clothes all belong to a friend's mom. Mine were burnt. she is one
of... You better go.
Well...
We'll talk later.
I could stay if you want. It's no problem.
That's
stay.
Okay. We can talk later. Next week, most likely.
Hey, guys. Remember the two witnesses in Jerusalem?
The two preacher guys?
Yeah, Eli and Moshe.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, they've been in the news all day.
What happened?
A group of thugs attacked him at the Wailing Wall.
For real?
Yep.
What happened?
They were burned to death instantly.
Oh, man.
They burst into flames before they could get close to the witnesses.
Cool.
Oh, come on, man.
Ryan, if this was a movie, you might call it cool. But this is God judging his enemies. You can bet it breaks his heart, too.
Well, you just never hear about this stuff happening.
Sure you do. Sure you do. Vicky, grab that Bible.
Got it.
Revelation 11. Read what the angel had to say to Paul. Okay?
It's the last book.
I know. I got it. Here. And I will give my power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in the same manner.
Wow, that's what happened today.
Looks that way.
That's incredible.
Judd, we gotta watch the news tonight.
Why? So you can watch someone get fried?
Hey, cut me some slack. It's Bible prophecy on the 10 o'clock news.
Oh, we forgot something.
Man, don't talk with your mouth full. I could see the pickles on your burger.
What do we forget?
Well, weren't we gonna ask him about the underground?
Ask him what? We don't need his permission.
Judd.
What? I just think we should surprise him. Let's just get the first issue done and see what happens.
I'm tired. I'll write my story in the morning.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Just before the flames appear, the men in the highlighted area here.
Hey, what's going on?
They're showing the film of those guys getting torched.
How the flames seem to come out of the mouth.
Ugh, I can't watch this.
Man, if you don't believe the Bible after seeing those guys get barbecued, you ain't never gonna believe it.
Straight out of the book of Revelation.
Hey, I wanted to see that again.
It's not a movie, Ryan. Those are real people getting killed.
I know, I just wanted to see it one more time.
Come downstairs and check out the paper. Hey, Vic.
Is this your plan for the paper?
Yeah. Cool, huh?
You made that logo?
Yeah, I was up half the night working on it.
It's colorful.
Are you gonna be able to print that? I mean, with all those colors?
Well, maybe not exactly like that.
I mean, it looks good, but we can't print it here. We're gonna have to take it to a printer.
For anyone to take it seriously, it's gonna have to look halfway decent.
But we can't print it here.
Well, I don't want it to look cheap, all right? Something not fit for...
Trailer trash?
I was gonna say monkeys.
Oh, even better.
Look... Just finish your article, all right? I'll figure it out later.
It is finished. It's already on the computer.
Well, let me see it.
Be my guest. You know, Judd, I'm getting really tired of you acting like this paper was all your idea.
Yeah, and while we're at it, I'm getting really tired of being bossed around. You act like Lionel and me can't do anything, and you have to do everything.
Listen, if you don't want to help, then don't.
Well, that's not...
Why can't you just admit it when you're wrong?
I will when I am.
Oh, well, we have that to look forward to, then.
Just... All right, whatever. I'll do it myself. Lionel, are you in?
Yeah, whatever, man.
We're gonna need some more paper and ink cartridges. Let's go.
Have a good time!
Hey, Vicky, Ryan, thanks for all the help. Lionel, you got the paper?
Two cases. 11 by 17, right?
That ought to do it.
Check this article out.
What is it?
Global Weekly. I was looking for Buck Williams' report.
Bruce said that it's gonna be in next week's.
Yeah, it says that here too, but on the last page it has a preview.
Throw it in the cart. We'll check it out when we get home.
Got it. Man, you ain't hardly said anything this whole trip. You okay?
I don't know. That whole thing this afternoon with Vicky and Ryan weirded me out.
Yeah, I wasn't about to get into that.
You know, the thing is, I'm so determined to get things done, so I get things done. And that probably makes me tough to work with.
And live with.
All right, and live with. But that's how things get done. I hate it when people are like, what should we do? And I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? And nothing ever happens.
Ha! All my friends were like that. We usually ended up sitting around watching TV.
Yeah, exactly.
But the trouble is, those two had a point. You were acting like the king of the world.
I was tired.
That don't matter.
Anyway, they don't respect me.
Well, my dad always said if you want respect, you gotta earn it.
Earn it?
Think about it, bro. You don't like it when Bruce tells you what to do. Well, guess what? We ain't no different.
Well, when you put it that way.
Speaking of Bruce, know what he'd say right now?
What?
He'd hit you with 1 John 1:9.
Which says,
if we confess our sins,
he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And your point is?
Hey, I'm just a messenger, dude. You got a problem with the Bible telling you to confess? You take it up with the Bible.
I just get so frustrated with him sometimes.
Yeah, it's like 1 minute he's your best friend, the next minute he turns into Dr. Jekyll. Or is it Mr. Hyde? Which one was the bad guy?
Who cares?
I think we ought to tell Bruce.
What's he gonna do, ground him?
Well, someone needs to say something.
Whatever. I need some air. I'm gonna go for a walk.
Cool! Can we bring a tennis ball and go to the park, please, please, please?
What?
Note to self, Vicky never had a dog. Okay, let's go.
Vicky! Ryan! Hey, I need to talk to you guys.
They leave?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Hey, don't start thinking you're off the hook.
I know. Yeah, you sound like my mom.
Okay. That's something I've never been accused of. I'm gonna go read this Global Weekly thing.
Your family lived around here?
Yeah, a couple blocks that way. Ramey Steele and I used to mess around in this park. It's so weird with no kids around. So, do you still miss him?
My family? Think about them all the time.
I dreamed about my mom and dad the other night.
Really?
Yeah, they were looking for me. I kept yelling at them, telling them where I was, but they couldn't hear me.
Wow. Sometimes I think about how it would have been if I had believed what the rest of my family believed.
I just hope I stop missing them so much.
Who knows? Maybe you won't.
Wonder who this is.
Oh no, we're about to find out.
Vicky? You need a ride somewhere?
Who is it?
It's my gym teacher, Mrs. Waltman.
Vicky, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Can I talk to you?
You don't seem to be having any problem talking to me these days.
Just hang on. I need to say something.
Don't let me stop you.
I need to say it to Ryan, too.
He's in his room.
Fine.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jed. Hey, did Vicky tell you about her gym teacher? Pretty cool, huh?
Was that Waltonen that brought you home?
You got a problem with that, too?
Yeah. Now she knows that you don't live with your family.
I told her it was a friend's house. I never said I lived here. Give me some credit, Judd. I'm not that stupid.
I never said you were stupid. We just need to be careful, that's all.
Look. She asked us if we wanted a ride. I thought it might be a good chance to talk to her, okay?
She asked about church and stuff.
Really?
Yes, she did. She said she might come and hear Bruce tomorrow.
Well, that's cool.
Was there anything else you wanted?
Yeah. Listen, I'm sorry. All right, that's kind of what I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
Oh.
For this afternoon, for taking credit for the underground, for everything.
Okay.
I've kind of been this way for a while, you know, and it's not easy to change.
So, does this mean that you want our help?
I just want you to forgive me. Both of you.
Well. Okay, forgiven.
Yeah, it's all good.
Thanks. Thanks, you guys.
All right, so... let's get moving. We got a paper to get out.
Yeah, I got some new ideas, too.
More ideas?
Yeah, I figured out a way to use the 11 by 17 size paper to give it a bigger masthead.
Bigger masthead? Listen to you.
Hey, that way we don't have to sacrifice the look when we lose the color.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Let me take care of a bit of business. Now, first of all, as has been our practice since the disappearances,
I don't see Mrs.
we
Waltman
won't be
anywhere.
Taking an offering.
Are you
this
sure
morning.
She said she was coming?
We have put collection boxes out in the lobby.
Maybe she's in the
we do
balcony.
Need to continue operating
I just ran
this
up
building.
There and didn't see her there either.
As we'll look for more her. And more people hear that an answer to the question, what happened, can be found here.
I don't get it. She said she'd be there.
Maybe she stayed home to grade papers.
Gym teachers don't grade papers.
You're assuming she's only a gym teacher. She maybe teaches nuclear physics on the side.
Why, yes, Ryan. That's exactly why she wasn't in church today.
Maybe something else came up, or maybe she just changed her mind.
I hope not.
Well, all I know is I'm hungry.
Good, because it's your turn to make lunch.
Mine? Come on, I don't know how to make anything.
Go wash up. It's time to teach you how to use an oven.
Great.
I'll be in the den working on the paper.
While he's doing that line, I'll grab some chicken from the freezer.
Upstairs or downstairs freezer?
Up, right over there.
Hold on. Chicken on its way.
Chicken on its way.
Oh, no. No!
That doesn't sound good.
Judd, you all right?
What's going on?
It's gone.
What's gone?
The whole thing, every word of it.
What are you talking about?
The underground newspaper. Everything we've done is gone. That's all it says. It gives me a prompt, but it won't do anything after that.
That doesn't sound good. Tell you what, give me half an hour and I'll be over to take a look at it.
That'd be great.
Say, Judd, is it?
Yeah.
I was wondering, did you get my number from Bruce Barnes?
No, it was on a sticker on the back of the computer.
Oh, good. I didn't think anyone ever looked at those things.
You go to New Hope?
Sure do.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Hey, we can talk when I get there. See you in about 30.
That'd be great.
Who is that?
Donnie Moore. He sold the computer to my dad.
Does he think he can get the stuff back?
He didn't sound too hopeful.
Know what I think?
Not yet.
I think it's got something to do with the devil.
Oh, that's good. Maybe we should have Bruce come over and cast out the computer demons.
Come on, Lionel.
Come on, nothing. Think about it. Hundreds of kids were gonna read that paper. Hundreds of kids who aren't Christians. And face it, this paper is kind of biased.
Slightly.
Now, if you were the devil, would you want all those kids reading about how the Bible is all true right at the time when people are asking a ton of questions?
He's got a point.
Yeah, but we can't run around pinning every little thing that happens on Satan.
I wouldn't call this little.
Well, maybe God didn't want that to be our first paper. Maybe he caused the computer to crash.
How would we even know?
I think that's what faith is all about.
If Bruce were here, know what he'd say?
Hang on, I recognize the voice. It's virtual Bruce.
Romans 8:28.
Oh, hold on, I know this one. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those that are called according to his purpose.
Not everything is good, but God can use it anyway.
Even computer crashes?
Well, let's hope so.
So what do you think, Mr. Moore?
I think you should call me Donnie.
I can do that.
Did I download a virus or something?
The problem is your hard drive. You may have gotten a virus or an electrical spike that the surge protector couldn't handle.
What? Is it fixable?
I have to replace it. This bad boy is toast.
How much is that going to cost?
New hard drive, let's see. How about a grand total of nothing?
You going to do it for free?
Well, one way to look at it. When Judd's dad had me put this computer together for him, he purchased an extended warranty with a service contract. This kind of thing is covered.
That rocks!
Yeah.
He gets like that when he's excited.
Listen, I gotta ask you, since we're all brothers, and sister, do you guys know about spiritual warfare?
We were just talking about that.
Ooh, everybody look at Lionel. Stand by for an I told you so.
Trust me, when it comes to this stuff, I'd rather be wrong.
My friends, I propose Plan B.
I'm afraid to ask what Plan B is.
Lionel, did you say that Global Weekly Online is running a preview of Buck Williams' article about the disappearances?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
All right. And the thing you wrote is still on the other computer?
Yeah.
But the other computer doesn't have the desktop publishing stuff on it.
So our first issue isn't perfect. Who cares? We'll use Lionel's article as the main headline and fill up the rest with Buck stuff.
We can do that?
All we need to do is swap the printer to the smaller computer.
No, I mean use his article.
Hey, this is the underground, Ryan. We can do whatever we want. Okay. You remember the plan?
You take the front, I take the back, and the parking lot entrance.
Yep.
Drop the backpack in the paper bin with papers underneath. Wait for a second, then grab the backpack, leave the papers, and boogie.
Nice and casual-like.
Watch to see if anyone takes any, meet by the gym before the bell rings.
Good. Are you scared?
Are you kidding?
You still want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Well then, let's go.
No big deal, Nick. 50 feet.
Watch where you're going!
Take it easy, you're almost there. All right, anybody looking? Nope. There. Oh, better get to class. Backpack. And...
Hey, watch what you're doing, Red.
Sorry, Coach Handelsman. Sorry.
Just get out of the way.
Okay.
Hey, did you leave this stack of paper in the bin?
Go!
The underground? What in the world is this? Hey!
Vicky.
Oh, man, that went really great.
What happened?
Handelsman saw them right away.
No.
He took all of them.
He snagged them from my spot, too.
Did anybody get a copy?
I guess 20 people did, maybe 25?
We gotta think of something else. This is too crazy.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Someone has placed an unapproved newspaper in the distribution bins this morning.
Busted.
We believe most of them were recovered, but if you picked one up thinking it was an approved publication, please bring it to the office immediately. It has The Underground printed across the top, and anyone caught with a copy is subject to expulsion.
Right now I can think of worse things.
Let me also say that there is a reward for anyone with information leading us to those behind this offensive hate propaganda.
I don't believe this.
Thank you.
She just put a bounty on our heads.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.